I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercise.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga.
Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around. It's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
DDP.
DDP. Radio.
High five.
Well. Hello, my fellow DDP yoga warriors, DDPY warriors. It is Wednesday night where I currently sit on the 194th floor of the DDP Radio Megaplex right here in beautiful Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm starting to think it's costing more money to move than it is to actually rent here. So they're just tossing us all around the building every week. Next week, if I don't get the bills paid for this place, we're going to be broadcasting out of the third floor janitor's closet. So we'll stay tuned on that. But currently, right now, we're still on the high rise here in Raleigh, North Carolina, where I currently reside. But we know that DDP Radio isn't in North Carolina. We know DDPY isn't in North Carolina. We know that DDPY isn't in Atlanta or Smyrna, Georgia. It isn't in Los Angeles. DDPY is the world, baby. And that's what it's all about. And to show you our global reach, I'm going to stand up here on the observatory deck of the DDP Radio Megaplex, and I'm going to wince my eyes real hard. And I think I can see a glimmer coming from the northern lights of Canada, and I think that glimmer is my co-host and my good friend, Crystal Stewart. How are you?
And we don't have a budget for me to have a throne as well. That's crazy.
Well, we all know that Hayden took up the budget for that, and the only way to get that from him is to wrestle him, and he won't come over here and fight us like a man. So we're gonna lay off on the throne for a little bit longer until I rightfully take what's ours.
Good Lord.
This intro is getting more and more ridiculous by the week, and people are like, how much more ridiculous can he possibly make this intro? And I say, just wait.
Oh, my God. I just heard the guy from Toy Story, To Infinity and Beyond. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Exactly. To my sanity and beyond.
Right? Exactly.
We have a great guest on the show in just a minute. He's going to be on here soon, but I don't see him on here yet, but Crystal says he should be on. So Ben, if you're listening,
yep.
I can't see you unless you hit one to get on the queue here. So if you're listening, pound that one on your keypad and it'll put you in the queue so I can actually access you. Real quick. Happy Halloween, everybody, by the way. It is the
happy
week of Halloween,
Halloween,
and I know that Crystal has been carving some pumpkins. So
yep. You're
actually really good at this.
Thank you.
And,
yeah, it's
I know,
fun.
It's painstakingly, but it's fun. And I know you're a big fan of Halloween. What are you going? Are you going to miss anything cool this year?
I don't know. Because, so the backstory to all this is they're calling for snow here. So that kind of puts a damper on everything. So I don't know.
When aren't they calling for snow there? That's the better question.
Okay, touche. But yeah,
the 4th
just,
of July
of a...
is snowed out where you are.
True story.
Well, hopefully you'll be able to enjoy yourself. Do you know what I'm going to be for Halloween? I've already got my costume ready. It's going to be terrifying. It's going to be the scariest Halloween costume you've ever seen in your life. I'm going to be my wife Katie on 2 hours sleep and have not eaten lunch or breakfast. And that is the scariest thing you could ever.
So I
hope you guys have fun. And you know, for a lot of people who do struggle with you know, weight, or you know, just the lack of motivation, or kind of fall into that whole Halloween and the holidays, the months worth of just eating for the sake of the celebration that we've kind of become accustomed to in this part of the neck of the woods, is a kind of a struggle for a lot of people. So we're planning on talking about that a little bit tonight, and we're also going to touch upon, you know, there's a lot of just stuff hanging around this time of year, and what can you do to kind of fight those demons, and what can you do to offset that by making positive goals, whether it be on the mat or on the workouts or what have you. But first things first, I'm going to bring on our Warrior of the Week, because he's hanging out here and he's being nice and quiet. And I was hoping, because I grabbed him blindly. I didn't tell him that I was going to pick him up. So I was like petrified whenever I do that someone's going to be yelling at someone in the background, or like there's going to be like swearing, or like there's a scuffle happening somewhere. And thankfully that did not happen, and he is here with us tonight. So I'm going to bring him on. Ben Sinclair, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Very good, very good. We appreciate you coming on with us here. Now, Crystal has always got her fingers in the pulse of the DDPY universe. She's got, like, all things firing. But she told me that you were a special recommendation. Crystal, who has brought Ben Sinclair and nominated him? Somebody with some power and some stroke here in the DDPY community. We of course, love her. Crystal, give us some... Give us some information on how we got Ben to sit with us here for the Warrior of the Week.
Sure. So I was talking to my dear friend, Erinitra, and for anyone who knows, Erinitra works at the PC, and we were just talking kind of back and forth, and she mentioned that there was a couple of people that, you know, she really thought, you know, deserved some recognition, but she didn't really know how to go about it. So we put two and two together and decided that we will put some of Erinitra's army on DDP Radio and go from there. And Ben is the first person on the show.
Yes, thank you. It's a real honor.
Oh, you are most welcome. It's a pleasure having you.
It's a pleasure to be here, and Nitra is awesome. I had a nice long conversation with her after the last open house, and we just hit it off very well. She's also communicated with my wife, so I mean she's something special.
She is. I agree. So, Ben, are you in Georgia?
I am. I'm in Carrollton, Georgia.
Okay.
It's a nice rainy night here. It's about 45 minutes west of Atlanta.
Oh, so I don't know how far you are from the PC, though. I'm not very good with distance.
Probably about 45 minutes as well. It's not too bad. Probably about 45 minutes. In Atlanta, it could be 45 minutes to 2 hours away, depending on the traffic. So not too bad.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. That's awesome.
Hold on one second. I got to grab this real quick. I got to see who this is. I think if I'm correct, it might be somebody.
Yeah.
Hello, DDP Radio. Hello.
Well. Did they hit one?
They did hit one. DDP Radio? Is this 310? We may have lost him.
Oh, no.
I'm not sure who that is, but it's a number I recognize, the area code. So I wanted to grab it and make sure it wasn't the big guy calling. So
right.
Oh man.
you never want to leave a big man hanging. So
nope.
Anyways, I'm sorry to interrupt there. Ben, you know, we like to, when we have somebody on, we like to have like that first, you know, with the superhero movies big, the Marvel superheroes kind of huge. We like to talk about your origin story. Every great hero needs an origin story. There's something that either brought you to the DDPY universe or brought you into the program. There's usually a straw that broke the camel's back or a moment of inspiration. What was your DDPY, origin story? What made you kind of first take that plunge and decided that some things need to change in your life and you're going to get on board with this?
Well, I'm a disabled veteran, 100% disabled, and my most recent checkup in June was not a good one. I was about 310 pounds. I'm 6'2", and the funny thing is my ideal weight, I think, is supposed to be around 200. So my doctor, she told me that I was pre-diabetic, and I really don't know much about diabetes. I've never had to deal with that in my life. I've had other issues. I have issues with both my ankles. I had a right one operated on when I was in the service. I have flat feet. I have a left ankle fusion, which means that I don't really have the big ankle joint in my left foot anymore. And so I have to report into the VA medical center every 6 months as required for my benefits. And she was reading over my list of everything. I have osteopenia, which is beginning stages of osteoporosis in my left knee. And, which was, it's kind of just like, frail bones. And then I have it in my right hip, and then I have it in my lower back. And then she's saying, it shows here you have pinched nerves in your back. You have muscle spasms in your lower back. You are hypertensive. You have persistent depressive disorder with anxiety. And she's like, now you have high cholesterol and you're pre-diabetic. She's like, well, what is it going to take for you to realize that you've got to start making some changes in your life? And I've been in the VA system now for several years, but it just kind of gets to the point when you start hearing a new diagnosis. Well, you have this, you have that. You just start getting numb. You're just like, oh, okay. All right. It just gets old. It's things you have to deal with. I thought it was just part of getting old, but she just told me that I was a ticking time bomb. I was more than likely getting plaque in my arteries, and I would be a prime candidate for diabetes, and I just had to change. And I think that's what kind of scared me, the initial diagnosis of all my ailments before just kind of was like, yeah, sure. But this was just something to where I said, you know what, you have got to pull your head out of your hindquarter and get moving, do something. And, the big guy, DDP, I have followed him in WCW since his down and out gimmick and when he was, struggling to make a name for himself. And, I even did a little independent pro wrestling myself when I first got out of the service back before my body started breaking down down in Florida. And I followed WCW and WWE during the Monday Night Wars. And, so I am very familiar with him and his story about how he started late in life and the issues that he was having. But he had made a go of it as a manager and as a professional wrestler. And knowing the damage, you can't fake gravity. And knowing the punishment that your body takes, of course, mine was nowhere near what those guys take. What he was doing, it was a guest appearance on Monday Night Raw or something long time ago. He did a standing roundhouse. And I was just like, good God, or good God, like it says on the app. And that planted a seed. And I started checking it out. And, of course, the normal course of things is I start seeing the Arthur video. And Arthur's a veteran, which I'm a non-combat injured veteran. But I see Arthur's video, then I start seeing Stacy's video, and I see, start seeing stuff from Terry on there, and it's just like, wow, I don't want to say if he can do it, I can do it, but I just want, because I don't like it, to me, it's just not me to say that, but it's like, I think this is something I can do. So I toyed around with it for a couple weeks, and then I ordered the DVDs, and I got the 3 months free on the app, and first off, when I ordered the DVDs, it's amazing what DDP does for the veterans. You know, the 50% off, the work he does with them. When I got the app, I started watching the Rebuild series with, I think his name was Jerry, and it is just phenomenal what he does and what the instructors do in the whole DDP universe as to what they do for veterans and for each other. So I started the app up probably about a week afterwards where I actually started doing the exercises, didn't have the heart rate monitor, and was doing the exercises and had dropped a couple of pounds just like that. And I started in the chair because I have no balance because of my ankle surgeries, my flat feet. It's my knees. I get the crunch in my knees, my shoulders, everything. And I was never really a very physically active person outside of the military and when I was wrestling. So I started in the chair, and I am so glad that I did because I don't know that I would have had the desire and the drive to stay with it if I hadn't started out in such a foundational area. So, and when I get on the community and I see people be like, well, I've got to start with the chair. And I post like, no, you're starting in the chair, you know, that's great. It, you know, or you're starting in the bed, you know, and I've done Wake Up 2.0. So it's like, you know, that's great. You're starting. That's the important part. Don't worry about where you start. You're starting. That's the key point. And I think if I'd have started in beginner on my feet, I may have a lot more struggles than what I did. And I started in the chair, and I worked my way up. And, you know, in 6 weeks, I was standing with chair. And then before my first 13 weeks program was up, I was already into intermediate. Now, I still have to modify, and even though I'm in the advanced now, I still modify. I always keep a chair beside me. I always keep a yoga block. And there are still a lot, some things that I can't do, like push-ups cause the nerves in my back to just go haywire. So I do modify those on my knees. I can't do three-legged dog with my left foot because I can't bend my ankle and put pressure on it like that. But what was beautiful about this from the start is when I started seeing the emphasis on modification to where it's, you know, it's okay. And to hear it from him when DDP says it's okay. It's okay if you're weebling and wobbling. It's okay if you got to keep a chair. It's okay. It's okay. And it's not condescending. It's not a, hey, just, you know, just do it. Just fake it till you make it. It's an emphasis on modify. Look, don't hold yourself back. And that's what I want to tell everybody. Don't hold yourself back. If you can't do a 10-second push-up, so what? Keep working at it. And if you can never do a 10-second push-up, so what? Keep working at it. Do what you can. Make it your own. And that's what's so beautiful about it. And, you know, today I did the Diamond Cutter 2.0, and I can't do the 10-second push-ups. I can hold in plank, or I may go down to my knees, but I'm doing it, and I'm not giving up. I don't, you know, I don't have to go into safety zone. It's amazing to see. And it's beautiful as to where I have started, where others have started, and where I'm at now, and gives me hope for the future. So, you know, I encourage everybody, you know, stay with it. Modify. Don't be ashamed to modify. Put your ego in check. Don't be ashamed to modify and do it. And if you have to stop the workout because you just don't feel you can go on, that's fine. Don't beat yourself up about it. And in the past, whenever I tried to work out in the gym or tried something, I would beat myself up. You know, oh, man, I can't do this. I can't do this. It hurts. It hurts too much, my back, my this and that. But I've never felt that way with this program, and that has helped keep me moving forward, as I like to say, just keep moving forward. And that's why it's just been beautiful. You know, I started with only being able to do one chair workout a day, and now I'm up to an hour and a half to 2 hours a day. I do DDP yoga twice a day, multiple programs in each set. So it's, you know, and I've dropped close to 70 pounds since June.
Way to go.
You know, with it's awesome. I'm sorry, and I've been rambling on. I like to, once I get started, I don't give over.
No.
But you know,
no,
it has been. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no, go ahead. I'm sorry, man.
Well, it's been a beautiful ride, and you know, the main thing with DDP that I've met the man twice at both of his open houses here, the most recent open houses. First time I went with my wife, and I asked him the question about, you know, will you see this being integrated into military training? And, you know, we had a good back and forth. And then when I went up to take the picture with him, he was just as down to earth and
yep.
just as cool and talked to me man to man. And it was just like, you know, he's like, yo, bro, thank you for your service, you know. And it's just like, that's the DDP I remember from the Monday Night Wars and how he talks. I mean, it's who he is. And then the second time, I almost didn't go to this last open house because my wife had a prior engagement and couldn't go. And with my anxiety and my depression, I tried to avoid going into groups and public places unless my wife's there. And she didn't. And something told me I should go this time. So I did. And I didn't ask a question this time. My first thing was, I want to thank you, DDP. And I stood up and said this, I want to thank you. I said, what you do, and you did not have to share this program with us. Your instructors don't have to share their testimonies with us. These people like Arthur and Stacy and Terry and Jenna, they don't have to share anything with us. You could have just been another celebrity trying to hawk a fitness tape. But you
yep.
chose to inspire people, and you've inspired me beyond belief. I said, I don't have to use my cane anymore. I don't have to use my handicap pass anymore. I said, if I could, I would send you my cane and just say, I don't need this anymore. And it's because of you. And he's like, no, bro, you put the work in. I said, I've put the work in before, but this is because of what you have done. This is what you have given. This is how you benefit the world into what you do. Wrestling was awesome, but what you're doing now is your purpose. And, you know, I just want to thank you. And, you know, we just went on and on. And I think I was wearing my 100K shirt as well. And the funny thing
awesome.
About that was, is I actually reached 100, my 100K within the 3-month free trial. And I actually could redeem my points till for like a week and a half, because you can't redeem your points during the promotional period. So I had to actually wait. So, and he was like, we don't give these shirts away. This man earned this shirt. And, you know, we just went back and forth, and I told him, you know, what you and your instructors, Garrett, Jim, Ernitra, Hayden, everybody, Christina, everybody, and I know I've probably missed a couple. I said, what you guys do is inspire people. And I said, I always watch your live workout intros. I said, because when you, especially the one that starts with Arthur, you know, what would you do if you knew that success was a certainty? I said, at the end of that video, I said, when Arthur's running and you say, I believe in you, I said, do you know how significant that is? I said, because we feel when we hear it, we feel it's true. I said, I never skip the intros ever on any of my workouts because I need to hear that. And it's an amazing feeling. And I said, it's just amazing. Thank you. Thank your staff. And just, you know, keep doing what you're doing. And then when I went up to get my picture taken, you know, with him that time, you know, and he's just talking to me. He's like, bro, you know, I had my little Bluetooth headphones around my neck. He's like, bro, where'd you get those from? You know, and we're just carrying on a conversation like it's, you know, like we're good friends. Oh, man, I was told I couldn't get these. And, you know, hey, listen, man, I really enjoyed what you said. Give your information to Garrett. Maybe we'll make a video on you in the future, you know. And I'm just like, are you effing kidding me? It's my lateness. I'm like, are you effing kidding me? I never would have even thought of anything like that, you know, just anything fitness related. I mean, my nickname growing up was Fatty Mac, you know, because I was a pudgy kid. And here I am considering possibly doing the instructor certification to possibly help veterans and other people with disabilities. So, you know, I never would have thought that possible if it wasn't DDP, the community, what everybody does. And it's just, I mean, it's awesome. You know, it's just unbelievable. I'm done, unless you want me to say more.
No, that's you know, you mentioned that, you know, going on and on and on and on and stuff. You have no idea how much that happens here because you can always tell when someone's really passionate about it because they love to talk about it. They love to tell their story, and they love to try to explain to other people what they're feeling inside, the inspiration they're feeling, the changes in their body and their health. And I've done that for the past 8 years when it comes to DDPY. I do it on the air every Wednesday night, and I do it, unfortunately, to this disdain of my family sometimes at every meal. But it's one of those things that, like, DDPY at the beginning was a lot of, you know, we've got a lot of Facebook followers. We have a lot of Twitter followers now, YouTube, and all, it's been on TV and movies and documentaries and stuff. So it's out there. But the only thing that sold this program at the beginning was somebody heard Paige talk about it, and somebody kicked ass, and they told somebody else, and they told somebody else.
Yep.
And there's nothing that will give something validity like a passionate person, especially someone you trust or love or is a friend, telling you that this changed my life. Because usually a real friend won't try to con you or sell you on something you don't need. And that's how this program really got off on the first 5 years of itself, was just passionate people telling people they care about their passion. And it really comes through in everything this show is about, was people sharing their story, and you can hear the excitement, and you can hear how much it's affected them and the changes in their lives. And that's the essence of what we do here at the, you know, DDP Radio and DDPY.
Well, it's awesome, and the thing that I am shooting for now, both my wife has been, she's been doing DDP yoga as well, and she's had some success. And what we do is we try really hard to be ambassadors for the program. And what I mean by that is just a quick example. I went to college at 39, and I was around a bunch of young athletes and young people. And, you know, it was kind of depressing. I was overweight, and, you know, I was having some health issues. I just had my fusion, so I was having some mobility issues. And there was an instructor at the college I was at, and the instructor, she was talking about another program, Jazzercise or something. But it was to the point, it was almost snobby and snooty, like, well, I do Jazzercise and I can smoke any one of you and I eat better than any of you and this and that. And I'm just like, you know, if I was ever in that position, that is the worst thing you can ever say. You are being a terrible ambassador for not only your exercise program and your eating plan, but for your school and for yourself, because it's like, it's not a competition. You know, my thing is just like, you know, I can tell you what has worked for me, but I can't tell you what's best for you. You have to make that decision. But what I need to do is, if you want, I can tell you everything that I've done and how I've done it and the mistakes I've made and what I've learned from them. But I will never say, hey, listen, let's go do Diamond Cutter, and I guarantee you I'll smoke your ass right now. There is no way that I would ever say that to anybody. There's no way that I would ever, you know, on our community, on our Facebook community, if somebody said, oh, I struggled with energy, you know, there's no way I'd be like, oh, energy is so easy, you know, you should have that. And it's like, no, it's like, I understand, you know, energy is, it's a fun exercise, but it is challenging at times, especially the standing splits and everything. It's all about being an ambassador and the influence you can create on other people. And, you know, what are we doing if we're keeping it a secret, or if we're being a snot or a butt about it? What we're not doing anything. You know, we're not showing appreciation for the hard work that the people at DDPY do. You know, the instructors, what Dallas does, and what, you know, everybody behind the scenes, and what you two do. So if we're discouraging people by being, you know, just negative. But I call it positively negative. You know, if you're just trying to be positive, but you're discouraging people, it's like, just don't even say anything if you can't be that way. I mean, if you can't be positive and be a great influence on somebody.
Go ahead, Crystal.
Sorry, Mike. Go ahead. No, I was just going to say, for all of us who have the pleasure of working together, we are all cut from the same cloth. I mean, we don't knock each other down. We all have a very good time, especially when we're, you know, all together, or, you know, we're on the line together, or we have fun. But it's never fun to take the wind out of someone's sails. And I mean, we have someone who is a great inspiration, and that's Dallas. He, you know what, you just treat people that you want to be treated that way. And that is a common thread through everything. We all start somewhere where it comes to DDP yoga. We all start at the beginning. That's the common thread. It doesn't matter where the beginning is. It's just, it's the beginning.
Yeah. Absolutely. Start. Hit the mat.
Yeah.
I'd like to add a small disclaimer. Josh McAdoo is not included in people we can't make fun of. Josh McAdoo is fair game for everyone. McAdoo.
Oh.
McAdoo.
I'm just
kidding.
Poor McAdoo.
I love him. We were talking earlier today.
Poor McAdoo.
What I was going to say, though, you brought something up really great, and, you know, especially, you know, you come from a military background, and, you know, I've been with a lot of guys who've been in the military, whether in wrestling or radio and stuff. There's a lot amongst a lot of, like, guys who are in that kind of atmosphere, this competitive tone to them. There's always, like, kind of like, you know, trying to outdo somebody, or, and I think that works in a lot of places, but I love the fact that everyone here in the DDPY community, more so than even being competitive, and if we are competitive, it's usually for the betterment of everyone. It's more of like a team effort to try to be as great as we can be. But also, I feel like, you know, so many people come into this program at different places. And like you said, Ben, when you were bringing up how, like, we all have our own experiences to bring to the table, it's so true. Like, you may not be able to relate with me on a lot of levels, but on a lot of levels you can. So everyone has a piece of the puzzle in this community, and everyone has that piece of wisdom to share, whether they're on day one, whether they're on workout one, or whether they're on 5,000. You know, they say what's normal to the spider is chaos to the fly. You know, everyone is coming life from a different point of view. And, you know, just someone completing energy, maybe as epic as you doing 4 diamond dozen or you know, diamond cutter workouts, you know, in one day, because everyone's coming from a different perspective, and a 10-minute workout to somebody may be the most epic thing they've ever done, and it may not be to you, but we're all coming into this from a different point of view and perspective, and that's what makes this beautiful, because we're all on the same level, despite our vast degrees of, you know, differences.
Absolutely. I mean, that's, you know, I love the community. I mean, and just getting on there and seeing it, and that's the thing, is that it is a community. We can laugh together, we can cry together, and we have a forum to where we can come out and be like, yo, listen, I'm struggling today, you know. And I was reading something earlier. An individual was, you know, they were going through some challenges and hadn't been able to hit the mat, you know, and the post wasn't even maybe 10 minutes old, and already like 5 people had responded, you know, and it's just like, hey, listen, you know, each one of them giving a different perspective. And that's the beauty of it. And, you know, it's funny, because I've been in this community and I've gained friends, you know, like I, out of the blue, I get a friend request about 2 weeks ago from Pat McDermott, one of the former instructors at the PC, and I'm just like, oh, I've never met Pat, okay? And then I get one from Christina Russell, and I'm like, okay, I've never even done one of her workouts, but, you know, and I met Garrett, and now we're friends on Facebook, and then I met Terry and her husband Warren, who are just super people at the open house, and we're friends on Facebook. And then the crowning moment was, I think it was 2 days ago, I get a friend request from the man, DDP, and I was like freaking out. Yep. I was like, there's no way. I got to make sure this is not a hack. Somebody's not screwing with me. So I get on there and look at the page, and I'm just like, holy crap, that's DDP. Hell yeah, I'm going to accept that. So it's beautiful. And it's little stuff like that that keeps you encouraged. And, you know, yeah, and that's the thing, you know, the influence and the positive effect you have on people is such a valuable commodity. And, you know, what you give to the world. And people like Dallas and Garrett, you know, Garrett is hilarious. I love talking with Garrett when I go to the PC, and, you know, I've got one of his headbands with his face on it. My wife and I, Becky, we went there this past week and got the headband with his face on it. We're both members of Team Red Headband. And
me too.
Garrett is the undisputed champion of Halloween, by the way.
Oh, man, it's hilarious. I saw the picture with him and Christina. Was it Tender Expectation versus Reality? And I was just like, you know what? That, I think that won for the day. If not for the week or the month, but yeah, I mean, it's just, we got to have
Halloween's
fun with,
a month,
you know,
for
because,
Garrett.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you can tell. But we got to have fun with it. You know, our bodies may be hurting, or, you know, but our spirits are not broken. Our bodies hurt. We all have pains. We're all working with something, but our spirits are never broken, and our community's not broken, and we just, you know, we just have a great time, and that's, I think that's what makes this program. And this lifestyle, you know, just head and shoulders above the rest, in my opinion.
Yep.
Well, it's pretty awesome. And you know, you obviously, you're really centered in the community, and it's so cool too, because, I mean, I'm not going to mince words. Like, you go to a DDPY, you know, meet up or retreat or something, and you can tell by people there that, you know, probably in the real world we never would have come together. We wouldn't have been interested in the same things. We wouldn't have hung in the same circles. We probably wouldn't have enough to talk about outside of this place. But you get together, and then you realize that you're all kind of uniquely bonded by this journey and this goal. So you end up kind of opening your hearts to people that you probably wouldn't have hung with, or probably wouldn't have, you know, made an effort to go seek out in the real world. And you realize that you start becoming, you know, more, you just start accepting more people into your life, and you start respecting more people, and you start understanding more people and where people are coming from. And I didn't know this, and wow, I've never been experienced with that. And then ultimately we're all coming under this one banner of DDPY, and pretty soon all those differences that you thought, yeah, I probably wouldn't, you know, hang out with them, they disappear because they just become part of your circle. And I think that's so cool that we're united by nothing as a whole except DDPY. You know, some of us,
yep,
have a ton of things in common. Some of us have nothing in common. But here, we're all equal. And here, we're all family. We're friends. We're a support system. And it's almost like an unspoken, you know, brotherhood or sisterhood or family, where I know that I could find a DDPY person in the wild, you know, out here in the real world. If they got a TDPY shirt, I could talk to them about things and know that they'd understand because they've been there with me. And it's often similar to you guys in the military, who you guys have been through something together, obviously way less, you know, significant and extreme, but you guys have been through a journey together, and you guys speak the same language, and you know that you can always kind of count on one another. It's a real brotherhood. It's a real community of people that are just there for you, especially when you need a kick in the pants. And there's a lot of people who are there to kind of fire you up when you really need to.
Absolutely. And when you say about the DDPY shirt, I mean, I have several, and to me, I mean, it's a badge of honor to wear that out in public, or my DDPY hat. And my wife probably thinks that's, you know, probably the only clothes I own, but I wear those out to represent the lifestyle, not to boast of anything that I've done, but it's, you know, not comparing it to what our men and women in the military or the uniform I used to wear, but to me it is an outward expression and a badge of honor, saying, you know, I've made the choice. And if you're interested, or if you even want to know what DDPY stands for, just ask, and I'll be glad to talk your ear off for 20 minutes, or if that's not your style, I'll give you the web address. You know, I'll direct you to Arthur's video or Stacy's or anybody's. But it's an honor to be out there representing this brand and this lifestyle. And I've always felt that way. And that's part of being an ambassador. I mean, it's just, you know, it's funny. I was having this conversation with Garrett before the open house. And I was telling him, I was like, listen, bro, I said, I would sit in this waiting room with a DDPY shirt on, pitching this program to people coming out of the workout, you know, and just watching people go in and come out, coming in with the weight of the world on their shoulders, coming out, leaving it all on the mat, you know, that transformation. I would still spout the benefits of this program to them. I would spout it to DDP if he would listen. But it's just great to be a part of something. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a mark for DDPY. I am for DDP, of course. But, you know, it's just because of the changes it's done for me and for my wife, Becky. It is just so worth any effort that I can give back. I mean, it's so worth it.
That's amazing.
You talk about – oh, go ahead, Crystal. I'm sorry. We get this lag. Canada's like – I think they're still on dial up there, so there's a little bit of a
right.
A little bit of a situation. So sorry about that, Crystal. Didn't mean to step on your toes. Go for it.
It's okay. It's okay. Ben, this is the, you know, pick on Canada night, apparently. I was just wondering, when it comes to the successes you've had in the program thus far, have you followed the program wholly, like diet, exercise? Like, have you done everything? Have you changed your eating plan as much as, you know, is required? Or
well, let's just say that I have made it my own, I guess. I have read both his books and read the program guide. I don't follow the meal plan that he lists in the program guide. Mine's more loosely based on paleo. But I am, you know, and the one thing I see a lot of people struggle with is cost. But my thing is, one of the most important things that you can do is educate yourself. Educate yourself on going organic. Educate yourself on gluten-free. And I think I listened to the broadcast a week or 2 weeks ago where Stacy said, look, when it comes to eating, just change one thing at a time. You know, change binge eating, change this, change that. And am I completely gluten-free? I'd say probably about 95%. And because I read labels now, and I was never that guy. And I research and I read books. Now, am I dairy-free? I am dairy-free to the extent to where I pay attention to, like I do almond milk. I was never really a big milk drinker, but I pay attention. We eat the Manchego cheese, and if we do have some regular cheese, it's aged cheese. You know, I pay attention to what the animal was fed. You know, am I completely grass-free beef? I would say 75% of the time, but when I'm not eating the grass-fed, it's a highly lean ground beef. So I stay away from breads. I stay away from potatoes. If I have a potato, it's a sweet potato. So I modify. I modify the meal plan. I don't consider it a diet, of course. That's a dirty word in this lifestyle. But now when it comes to water. I drink the water. I don't drink sodas. And actually, I drink a couple of those Stevia or Zevia drinks that were introduced at the open house, which are awesome. You know, it's stuff like that. I drink water like it's going out of style. I stick with a set exercise program to where it's twice a day. Now, I did modify the app, because the app sets you out at only working out a couple days a week, and I don't take days off. There may be days where I don't do as challenging of a program, but I don't take days off. I work out 7 days a week, and I do it here. I don't work out at the performance center because I just don't feel comfortable around groups of people just yet. That key word, yet. So I work out at my house, and every morning I have my exercises done by 10. Every afternoon I have my afternoon program done by 3:30 by the time my wife gets home from work. So I have modified that program to where I have added a lot more. And the funny thing about that was I was so concerned about going to intermediate and advanced programs that I failed to notice that I was actually doing a lot of those programs already. And the frequencies of them. So moving to advance, I was like, well, I'm already doing most of these, you know, stand up, red hot core. I'm doing these already, so I might as well go ahead and move up to advance. So
right.
I'm not necessarily word for word, but it is to the point to where I am conscious of it, and I don't have cheat days. I try and stick as much as I can to my diet, and if I'm not sure of something, I research it. That's the thing, is knowledge is power.
Yep. I think that's great.
Well,
I mean, sorry, Mike. I tried to hang out
long enough to let you get your word in, and then, like clockwork, I do this every time. I'm like, all right, let's let her talk. And then the lag, I don't wait long enough. I'm too eager at the bit, and then I jump in exactly when you do. So we'd be terrible dance partners, by the way.
Yeah, right.
Go ahead, Crystal.
No, I was just going to say, you know, it's amazing. And I mean, I think, Ben, just what you were describing is a really key function of this entire program is it doesn't always work for everyone coming out of the box just as it is. You're going to have to make it your own. And I think it's really important that you've done that and you're doing it well.
Oh, absolutely, because, I mean, to stop cold turkey on, you know, think I was the guy, unfortunately, that would make fun of people that were like, oh, well, I'm 100% organic and, you know, this and that. And it's like, well, I don't eat gluten. Well, do you have celiac or any other disorders? Oh, no, I just hear that it's bad. And it's like, oh, well, you hear that it's bad, but why do you cut it out? Well, it's just bad. It's like, no, okay, I want to know, why do we cut out the gluten? And then when I cut it out, I start to see, you're right, it does have an effect on the inflammation in my joints. And, you know, why do we cut out the dairy? You're right, I don't have as many digestive issues and the bloat and everything else that comes with it. Well, why do we cut out processed foods? Okay, well, DDP says, watch this movie, you know, Food Inc. Well, take it one better. Why don't you read the book that accompanies it? You know, and I did, and watching the movies that he recommends, and then listening to his audio book, and it's things like that that I don't consider negotiable. Those are things that I have to do because it's part of that educating myself, and then taking it even further. You know, I just got finished reading Fast Food Nation. You know, why is our food like it is? Okay, well, now, you know, the fast food industry, and not to name names or anything, but is the big part of that, because they're the major buyers. They're the ones that have influenced our food and turned it like it is. Okay, well, Food Inc. recommends Omnivore's Dilemma. Okay, that one's on my list. And The Jungle by Upton Sinclair, talking about the meat industry back in the, you know, the early 19th century, 20th century, excuse me. So it's like, it's just going back to that knowledge is power, and the more you have, the more powerful you can be in your decision making.
Right. And I think once you do that, it eliminates the excuses as well.
Absolutely. I that's where, because I'm kind of witty, and like on my family, we always make little quips at each other, you know, like, you know, are you sure you want to eat that, fatty? You know, that's what they would say to me, you know, and it would be funny games, and it wouldn't bother me. At least I'd make like it wouldn't. But now I have to be careful, because I don't want to be like, hey, you know, in the words of DDP, do you really want to eat that shit? Do you really want to put that in your body?
Yep.
I have to be careful, because I'm going home to see my family in 2 weeks, and I haven't seen them in 6 months. So they haven't seen the new me. So
wow.
I have to be careful not to be that snob that I just talked about. I can't go home and be like, you sure you want McDonald's? You want to eat that crap? You know what they put in it? You know, and it's like, but if they want to know what I did, I'll be like, well, let's just say I avoid the Arches at all costs, because I used to eat 2 to 3 biscuits a day from there. I don't do that anymore, and I don't do sodas, and I don't do this, and I don't do that, and I feel great. You know, if you want to know more about it, you just ask. As a matter of fact, I've got to email somebody. They messaged me on Facebook. They wanted to know what my meal plan was and what I was doing and what program I was doing. So, I, you know, and to me, that's not a waste of time. That's an honor that somebody sees that. And they're just like, I see what you're doing, and I want to know so I can make the choice if I want to pursue this. And that's where I had to be careful not to be that snob and be like, oh, you're just eating crap and garbage. You sure no wonder you're overweight or this or that. You know, and it's like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. That's important. You know, GDP didn't come out of the gate knowing this. Like, he didn't pop out of the womb in New Jersey back in the day with all this information. It comes with trial and error. It comes up with reading what people tell you. Don't just take his word for it. Don't take my word for it. Don't take Crystal's word for it. All the stuff that's around, you can go in there. Like, I love that you've kind of put the emphasis on education and research, because if GDP tells you to do something and you just do it blindly, like, that's not helping you. You got to kind of read up
on
this thing. He wants you to understand the process.
Yeah, he wants you to understand
the process. And if you're going to just blindly listen to anything anyone tells you, then that's a great thing to know, because I have a plot of land to sell you. Give me a call later, and I'll hook you up.
Yeah.
But it is, like, you know, everything that we have here, it's not only is it great knowledge, it's fascinating, and it's so fun to kind of read into it, because it's interesting, and I'm a science nerd, and, you know, the human biology and physiology is fascinating to me. So with the actual understanding becomes, you know, when research becomes understanding, you really are able to connect, and you understand the whys and hows, and it really helps you guide your body and how, you know, you treat your body and how you, you know, feel, and you really get in touch with who you are as a person and who you are as just a physical species, and you understand why your body does things, and that's how long-term change happens. It's not to being told, it's why, and figuring it out and understanding.
Well, and I went to college and got a degree in psychology because I suffer from persistent depression with anxiety. It's just part of with the injuries and everything that has happened, and I had a very long struggle with the VA. I wanted to understand why my body is being this way. And you know, I know that I'll never be cured of this, but it's not what defines me. It's what is in me. And coming from that scientific background with the case studies and everything, that's why I was able to jump into something like Food Inc. and get an understanding of it when they say, oh, well, this case study from this sample size. But I also want to understand, what effect is exercise having on this? What can I see? What empirical study can I see and the results of this that I could possibly help someone else understand, you know, what about the endorphins and what happens in the brain and the neutrons and everything in your body when you're exercising and you're getting that, you know, that euphoric high and, you know, the results that you get and the mirror neurons in your face when you see somebody succeeding in front of you on the stage exercising, you know, that's the things that I really want to understand and go further into, because there are a lot of us, not just in the world, but in our community, our DDPY community, that suffer from this and a multitude of other things. And the more we can understand about it, the more we can help each other and relate to each other, that's just more of that valuable currency that we're investing in others and inspiring others. And that's what has always been beautiful. And I think it was when DDP went on Shark Tank and he said, it all boils down to, I want to inspire people, you know, and it's true. I don't want to just hawk a celebrity fitness tape. I want to inspire people, because that makes the difference. And that's what's so awesome and so cool about it.
Well, we appreciate you coming on and telling your story with us, and I hope you'll keep us updated, and we want to cycle back around to a lot of our warriors that we can give us an update, and we appreciate you coming on and inspiring and being so in touch with the community. We only have a few minutes left. Last question before we get going and they kick us off in like six. What is your immediate goals for the future? Like, what is your next in line? You know, what's the next thing you want to get under your belt in your, you know, journey with DDPY and, you know, weight loss and discovery, or, you know, just self-improvement, if you will?
Just my goal is basically the way it's just to improve a little more in every way, every day. you know, whether it's just being more positive mentally, having more positivity in my body. And also, you know, I just really want to help other people, and that's especially the veterans. My father's a vet. Everybody in my family is a veteran, and my father suffers from PTSD, and, you know, like countless other people, even non-veterans with PTSD, and I want to be a part of helping and reaching and helping people overcome these challenges and the challenges that they're facing, whether that's being an instructor, whether it's being positive or just online or just, you know, making funny memes online like I've done. I put one about, you know, believe in something, even if it means flexing your quads and your glutes, with a picture of DDP, you know, like the Nike ads, you know, just making people laugh and just helping them heal a little bit. To me, that's a goal. My weight loss goals are great, but my goal is how can I help someone? I guess is probably the best goal to say. How else can I help somebody?
That's awesome. Thank you so much for coming on with us, man. Ben Sinclair, everybody, this week's Warrior of the Week. Thank you, Aaron Nitra, for the awesome recommendation.
Yes, thank you,
Nitra. Say hello to everyone. Yes.
Yes.
Crystal,
yes.
Want to fire
hello.
Us out of here with a quote master.
Yeah, absolutely. So this one just seems to fit this show perfectly as well. And hold on, it just blipped right off my phone. Now, hold on, give me a second. Here it is. It is, you are a warrior. Remind yourself of what you've been able to overcome. All the times you felt like you weren't going to make it through and you proved yourself wrong. You're more powerful than you think, and you're more powerful than you give yourself credit for.
Amen.
I love it. Great job.
Amen.
Thank you guys so much. Happy Halloween, everybody. Everyone enjoy themselves. Have fun. I have one thing to ask you, Crystal and Ben too. Did you hear about that ghost who went on the diet?
No.
He wanted to keep his ghoulish figure. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
I'd like to see you guys. We got to fire you away with some scary, spooky music in celebration of the scariest time of year. Let's dance this one out. G7. Wait a minute. That was G8. Oh, crap. Halloween's ruined. We'll see you guys later. I'm a big fan. Have a good night. We'll see you guys next week. Remember, never, ever give up. Keep moving forward. We'll see you guys. Happy Halloween. Celebrate. Have some fun. We'll be back next week. Next month. Brand new month ahead. Awesome guest. DDP's coming back to be on the show with us again. Been a while since he's checked in. Of course, we got the lovely and talented Garrett Sakahara and you, hopefully, listening. And we'll talk to you guys soon. Crystal, Ben, see you guys. Remember, never give up.
Yeah.
Keep moving forward. Own Halloween and own your life. We'll see you guys later.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the Diamond Cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.
My how, my achy breaky how, my Let me shut this off. They didn't hear that.